The COVID-19 pandemic has directly affected the sporting world in a major way, and athletes performing during this time must feel odd, playing in front of no crowd and training differently. But we don't really know how they feel, so I decided to find out. I talked to three MMA fighters about their experiences fighting in the pandemic. This is what they had to say. Top Bellator heavyweight Tim Johnson revealed the safety procedures he and his team had to go through in order to get cleared to fight.
Health and send it in. So even before anyone flew out, we already had a negative test before we even arrived. And then when you arrived there, we had I think the first night we went right to our hotel. And then that following morning, we went and had a test and kind of had to go back to our hotel and wait for a negative test result. And once you got that, it was kind of business as usual, other than wear a mask everywhere. And you had to do a daily temperature check to get into the fight bubble area. They ran it pretty well. I got to say, I might be more of a fan of the no crowds than with a crowd.
As we heard, Johnson had to test negative for the coronavirus three separate times in order to get cleared to fight in the cage. This going with daily temperature checks, it seems like the MMA promotions are taking things very seriously in order to prevent an outbreak. While Johnson's promotional guidelines were interesting, I reached out to UFC bantamweight contender Pani Kianza to hear about if COVID had changed her pre-fight preparation at all.
Just staying healthy. That was like the thing I think all fighters were worried about, is like not getting sick. And I think the key was to not get paranoid. Because everybody that got sick was paranoid before. So we just try to keep calm and just kind of like ignore it. Like not even think about it. Just not do anything. Don't go around, see new people, but just like do regular stuff.
The safety guidelines put forth by promotions such as the UFC and Bellator are very extensive and in-depth, but positive tests are bound to happen. I wanted to know the direct result of a positive test, so I reached out to UFC lightweight Matt Frivola, whose cornerman Billy Quarantillo, or Billy Q, tested positive for COVID-19, which forced Matt to be removed from this card. He gives a first-hand account of how the UFC deals with positive COVID tests.
We found out that Billy Q tested positive Wednesday morning, and then they gave me a new room, so they separated us, and they went to retest Billy Q. So the fight was still on Wednesday, and they brought some guys up to retest Billy Q. They also retested me. So then we were waiting a couple hours on Wednesday. I still was, in the mind frame that I was fighting. But then Wednesday night, they said that Billy Q tested positive again, and that they were going to pull me from the card.
As we see, as soon as Billy Q tested positive, the UFC wasted no time in pulling Matt from the card. Now, I think these three fighters gave us some very good insight, while short, into the way that promotions, fighters, and fight camps are working during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a very insightful look into the minds of the athletes who we get to watch perform on TV in front of no crowd. I was grateful for the opportunity to hear firsthand from these athletes who are dealing with it.